Good morning, and we would like to welcome our radio audience to the Sanctuary of Trinity United Methodist Church, located at 333 South Chestnut Street. If you enjoy our radio ministry and would like to further the building of His kingdom, you can visit our website at www.dev.tumcseymour.org. Our next community meal will be on September 24th, starting at 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. This will be our harvest festival, and everyone is invited to join us for hot dogs, chips, and drinks, as well as good fellowship. Please bring your kids to join in the fun with a bouncy house and crafts. We will hope to see you all then at 333 South Chestnut Street. This week, we have a few birthdays and anniversaries. So today, Nick and Carolyn Krieger are celebrating their 51st wedding anniversary. On the 6th, we have birthdays of Joy Spouts, Taylor Barkus, and Mitch Spicer. On the 7th, we have Dustin and Kylene Stewart celebrating their wedding anniversary. And on the 10th, we have Julie Fries celebrating her birthday. This morning's flowers are provided by Troy and Terry Nicholson in honor of Nikki's birthday. And our radio is sponsored by Jim Fouts in honor of Joyce's birthday. This morning, we will have some special music from Georgianne Coons. Thank you, Georgianne. That was beautiful.
And this, a good reminder.
Yes, it is. Our scripture reading this morning will be from Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. When the word of the Lord came to me, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter does? Declares the Lord. Like clay in the hand of the potter, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. If at any time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be uprooted, torn down, and destroyed, and if the nation I warned repents of its evil, then I will relent and not inflict on it the disaster I had planned. And if at another time I announce that a nation or kingdom is to be built up and planted, And if it does evil in my sight and does not obey me, then I will reconsider the good I had intended to do for it. Now therefore say to the people of Judah and those living in Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says. Look, I am preparing a disaster for you and devising a plan against you. So turn from your evil ways, each one of you, and reform your ways and your actions. This morning's sermon is entitled The Potter and the Clay by Pastor Angel Armstrong.
What a powerful passage that is. Our good and gracious God is always willing that we should repent and turn from whatever is unpleasing to Him and turn towards Him and glean the strength through the Holy Spirit to live a pleasing life unto the Master Potter. Have you ever felt like a lump of clay? I know that I have. Pinched, pulled, stretched, molded, and shaped into what the potter's hand would have us be on that potter's wheel. I frequently feel like that clay. Often, just as the vessel begins to crumble on the potter's wheel and it needs to be reshaped and remolded again, is how I tend to feel. The potter needs to start all over again. As our closing hymn says, mold me and make me thy into thy will while I am waiting, yielded, and still. The first image that comes to my mind is that of Demi Moore in the movie Ghost. Has anybody seen the movie? Yeah. Well, there's a scene where she's had a really rough day, and she gets up in the middle of the night, and she begins to work on her pottery. She's spinning it around in a circle, and you can tell that she's very good at what she's doing. And she is molding that vessel into something beautiful. And then Sam, her beloved, gets up. And there's this romantic scene of him standing behind her and holding her because he realizes that she's unable to sleep and that she's had a tough day. And she begins to teach him how to do pottery. And then all of a sudden you see the vessel spinning around on the wheel and it begins to collapse. It begins to come apart and it looks like it is melting. And it just falls apart on the wheel. That's how I have the tendency to feel when the potter picks me up and begins to shape and mold me and redo me again, making me more into the image of his wonderful son, Jesus Christ, and less like the insecure, sometimes stubborn vessel and always human cracked pot that I am. Surely some of you have felt this before, where you have felt the potter picking you up and remolding that clay. He has to clump you back into the clay that he began with. Because what we end up being in different seasons of our life is fully up to the master potter. The master potter begins to shape us and mold us and reshape us and mold us into what he would be able to use in that season of our lives. To say that we are clay in the potter's hands acknowledges that God's handiwork as a master potter or creator of our physical body is his to do. It also recognizes God's authority to shape us inwardly, to spiritually fashion us into a vessel fit for his use, molded as an image after our Lord Jesus Christ. Have thine own way, Lord, wounded and weary. Help me, I pray. Power, all power surely is thine. Touch me and heal me, Savior divine. In the movie Ghost, Sam is shot by a man hired by one of his best friends, Carl. This best friend surely had evil lurking in his heart. He wanted Sam's accounts, where they worked, and he even wanted Sam's girl, Molly. He was jealous, envious, full of greed and full of lust. After Sam is shot, Molly holds Sam, and she's screaming for help as she watches him die. And angels come to take his spirit away. Sam's ghost protectively stays by Molly's side and even coerces a psychic played by Whoopi Goldberg to warn her of danger. Now, please don't get me wrong. I don't believe in ghosts, and I surely do not believe in psychics. Psychics generally have just enough psychology to glean from you what you want to hear, although there are some who have real power, and that real power is a dangerous power. That real power is not of God. It belongs to Satan. Satan is the angel of light. He does not jump up and say, "I'm here to ruin your life." He comes at you with something that looks attractive to you. He wants to give you some power. And as soon as you have gotten used to that power and you have enjoyed the taste of it, he then begins to destroy your life. Okay, enough of my rant about psychics and the danger with them. Back to the passage. God uses many things to teach his people. Jeremiah chapters 18 through 19 uses poetry and a loosely connected images surrounding pottery. They say a picture is worth more than 1,000 words. Just as this passage conjures up for me the clay pot that is beginning to come apart and needs to be remolded and reformed by the master, I have no doubt that it conjures up images for you all as well. These are remarkable visual aids which appear from time to time in this book, whereby God imparts lessons to this prophet. Jeremiah was sent down to the potter's house, and there he saw three simple things conveying to him a fantastic lesson. You may have observed the same things that Jeremiah did, for the art of making a clay pot has not changed much throughout the centuries, although it is now done on an electric wheel. But that's about the only difference, and even still, it is controlled by the foot of the potter. The clay is the same as it has always been. Human nature is still the same. In need of the potter's great touch, in need of us being shaped and molded after his son Jesus Christ, in need of all the impurities being cleansed from us, human nature has not changed since the beginning of time. We are still cracked vessels, gloriously used in the hands of the great potter. We are the clay. Both Isaiah and Zechariah in the Old Testament join with Jeremiah in presenting this picture of the potter and the clay. In the New Testament, we have the voice of Paul in that great passage in Romans 9, reminding us that God is the potter and we are the clay. So Jeremiah saw the clay being shaped and molded into a vessel, and then some imperfection in the clay spoiled it in the potter's hands, and the potter crumpled it up and began anew the process of shaping it into what pleased him. Jeremiah saw the wheel turning constantly, bringing the clay against the potter's hands. The wheel stands for the turning circumstances in our life. We all have circumstances in our life that shape and mold us if we allow it. Sickness, the loss of a loved one, financial difficulties, addictions, all kinds of issues do we all have. Each one of us sitting here has things that we are praying about silently in our hearts for ourselves and for our loved ones. And each one of these things stands the potential of allowing our God, our Master Potter, to reshape us, to mold us more after the image of Jesus Christ, and to help us to get through all of life's circumstances. For the potter's foot guides that wheel, and his hands gently shape us. The lesson is clear. As our life is being shaped and molded by the great potter, it is the circumstances in our life which bring us again and again under the potter's hands, under the pressure of the molding fingers of the potter, so that he shapes the vessel according to his will. Then Jeremiah saw the potter, God. He knew with absolute right over the clay to make it into anything that he wanted it to be. Paul argues this with keen and clear logic in Romans 9:20-21. Shall what is formed say to the one who formed it, why did you make me like this? Does not the potter have the right to make out of the same lump of clay some pottery for special purposes and some for common use? Of course he does. The vessel is shaped according to the image in the potter's hands. With each vessel, with each purpose in mind, God knows what each of our seasons in life will bring, what he is calling us to do for that particular season, that particular reason, or his mission currently in the church. So Jeremiah, by watching, learned that as an individual or a nation is clay in the great potter's hands, he has a sovereign right to make of it what he wants it to be. And we don't have the right to question that. He has a skill and design to work with the clay and to bring it to pass. If there be some imperfection in the clay, something that holds us back from completely serving our God, then he crumples the clay up again and begins to smooth it out, removing the imperfection and shaping us into what will best serve him. The potter simply crushes the clay, which seems cruel to us and seems like a waste of all the work that he has done. But yet, when the vessel is finished and after it has gone through the fire, we can see how strong that vessel is and how it can be used by God. When we refuse to surrender to the great potter, our hearts harden and become bitter and hard. We begin to make poor choices that lead to evil. In the movie Ghost, Sam's best so-called friend, Carl, struggled with greed, envy, and lust, leading to him trying to steal Sam's accounts, leading to him murdering Sam so that he wouldn't be caught in what he was doing. Towards the end of the movie, evil spirits come up and take Carl's soul as he dies. We all, each and every one of us, have the capacity for good and evil in us. Each one of us can follow what the word says. Each one of us can get caught up in the circumstances of life and run from the pressure of the potter's hands. But each one of us have the opportunity to repent, to turn from whatever deadly sin that is ensnaring us, whether it be greed, lust, complacency, apathy, addiction, whatever the force of evil is that is trying to trap us. Our Father in heaven gave his ultimate sacrifice, Jesus Christ, that we should be free of that sin that we should turn towards Him and have Him help us through the power of His Holy Spirit to stay away from that sin. Pray with me, if you will. Thank you, Father, for creating me and continually shaping me. I trust that you are sovereign in all that you do. I invite you to have your way in me, for I trust that your purpose for me is good. Amen. Please join me in singing Hillsong's rendition of The Potter's Hand. we go forth from here, let us be reminded that we are never alone. That God the Father, Jesus the Son, and the Holy Spirit are always with us. May we carry His body and His blood and His light out into the rest of the world. And all God's people said, Amen.